Awakening Matters. I am your host, Cynthia Sloan. I am so full of love and light and the presence of knowing that each and every individual that is here with me, listening, and those whom I can see in body, out of body, are here as well. And what a wonderful sacred circle. Sacred because of the love and the presence of mind, soul, and body to be fully at the center of your own consciousness and aware that there's really nothing you can't do. And we're going to talk about that tonight, and we're going to talk about many, many things and offshoots from that. I'm going to start with welcoming everybody, and for everyone to know, you can check out me and my information at Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, there's no E or A, the number 9.com, and there's more information there for you. So let's begin. You know, as children, we are born into this physical body, and of course, as babies, we look to others to, well, to survive. And as we grow, we are given information of who we are, how we are, and why we are. And that information is as varied as all the human beings and the consciousness in the world. And so you could have received information at home and then received different information from friends and then different information at school. So the continuity wasn't necessarily always there, if at all. And I'm saying this to you because more likely than not, you have experienced as a human, regardless of your physical age, you've experienced feeling disconnected, not feeling seen or feeling out of place, or having a belief in one thing only to question it and your worthiness. And so these are all, when I point all of these areas out, these are all very mental and emotional areas that can trigger emotions and then sometimes for lifetimes and for maybe for years and hopefully less, you can find yourself mentally really going over the same thing, the same event or the same, usually around pain, the same pain that was caused, and trying to not reshape it, but it keeps calling you back there. Or you find that that's your vulnerability. And so you return there to the place in your mental and emotional body where there was pain, whether it was one time or continuous, because the conscious or unconscious aspect of the human form is to seek to bring healing to that pain. And that's where I'm going to start talking about why it matters that you also recognize here today, and only if it resonates, if it doesn't, throw it out and make it your own. This is my opinion of my experience and my lifetime. And so I say to you that what I have come to know is that if you skip, if you go just to the mental and the emotional body and you skip or leave out your vibrational consciousness, your cellular body that is very much awake and alive and listening and taking note about your focus, as well as the fact that you are a universe within universes. And so do you often get told that information as a child or as a young adult or as an adult? I hope, I truly hope that you did and you do, but more often than not, no. That is a concept or which is mind-boggling because before we are in human form, we are a consciousness and the cellular body begins to communicate cells, the cells inside your body communicate with each other. You have trillions of cells And therefore, you have trillions of conversations going on all at the same time. Can you imagine for a moment if your bloodstream was telling your heart to wait, stop, I can't talk to you yet because I'm over here talking to the bone structure. Or if the ligament was saying to the eyeball, the viewer, et cetera, don't look there yet. So you get my point. Why is there such, more often than not, and maybe not always, but why is there a continuum of divine dialogue going on within our cellular body in a way that most people take for granted? That also trillions of conversations, and maybe you've never thought about it that way, but I invite you to think about it that way, but not a random trillion conversations so that it induces anxiety or it induces a need to control or it induces anything other than my hope for you is that recognizing or even contemplating that there are trillions of conversations going on within you and that the mechanics of that is love. So the cellular consciousness, and I'm not talking human love, I'm talking vibrational, energetic, universal love, meaning an energy literally that moves the universe forward, is taking part in your physicality. And it is a self-knowing vibration. So your cells aren't waiting to hear from you on how to do this, this, and that. There are aspects of your cellular body that are here to inform you of what works and doesn't work for them. And sometimes that's through physical discomfort or what have you. But I don't want to get too far away from what I was starting with, which was it matters that you do think about yourself not just in how to ping-pong between the mental and emotional body, but to start understanding and trusting that if trillions of conversations within your physical body have the ability to love not only themselves but each other, because guess what? If they were not in a vibration of unity, in love and communication with each other, there would be trillions of problems because the communication would be communication breakdown. And so to trust that there is a, you can call it love, you can call it spirit, you can call it divine master, you can call it whatever resonates for you in your life. But if you are sitting listening to this conversation and you're having a cup of tea or a glass of wine or taking notes, I'm here to tell you that you're not having to navigate your inner cellular body because it is in self-awareness mode to the degree that you are able to focus elsewhere. And again, not all the time and maybe not forever, meaning sometimes there are distractions and a need to focus more clearly. But when I say start to trust that, what dwells within your cells is a consciousness of knowing, self-love, and has the highest and greatest good as the focus for itself, let alone you, that you might allow some of that love and wisdom and trust and knowledge, you might allow yourself to invite that to be a part of your daily dialogue, your meditation, your prayers, your dialogue. Include yourself literally in the body of work of forgiveness, because you can't offer another person or a group of people what you have not fully embodied yourself and that you are not fully giving life to yet. And so you want to include and start with yourself so that the authenticity and the translation of that authenticity is there when you are speaking to one or more people, regardless of your, let's say, title. So how do we do that? Let me get some water. How do we do that? How do we communicate with ourselves? Well, I would say to you, you can communicate with yourselves, but what you want to do first and foremost is become open to the fact that your cells are communicating with you. And they're communicating from a place of such incredible wisdom. I mean, really, we really take our bodies for granted. We really take for granted many things about what we put on our bodies and that our bodies are just going to take care of it. And for the most part, that's true. And again, not always. So I say to you, the key is quiet, stillness, moments where, I don't care if you're in the car, I don't care if you're making lunch, making dinner, to stop the mind and the ping pong between the thoughts and the emotions going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, is to focus on beyond that into the expansion of who you are on a cellular level, and to allow the stillness that you may not even know that you seek to come forth through the stillness of the mind. Now, am I saying quiet your mind down and if you can't, have a battle with it? No, not at all. Because for some, to quiet the mind down does mean to actually engage with it more. So there's this back and forth of, I'm not focusing there. Well, why not? I mean, and so the mind, if the mind has had most of the time on the stage of your life, then it's not going to easily step aside. And so I would say, put on some soft music, do something, well, not when driving, but do something that requires your mind to be distracted, but not away from a stillness and moving into the center of your cellular expansion. And I'm going to talk about what that feels like, looks like, et cetera, in a minute. But you want your atmosphere around you to be one that supports the outcome of your choice. So remember that, whatever that looks like. The other thing is, you're the wisdom of your cells. So I'm talking about trillions of cells are able to communicate with each other because they have a higher consciousness. They are tuned in to the wisdom and the divine nature of why they are. There's no question. And there is, I'll say for sake of explanation, there is the glue of love holding it all together. And if that doesn't resonate, then make it your own. There is a vibrational frequency, a energetic magnet, if you will, that exists within you and co-creates and has a consciousness. I cannot tell you, stronger than I am, again, through my own experience, that your cells have a consciousness starting from one all the way to a trillion, 3 trillion, billion, whatever, probably even more. I mean, the fact that we put a number on it to me is interesting. But in any case, your cells are not only communicating with the structure that they're in, but they're here to have their own experience. And so I say to you that if you feel burdened, that you feel overwhelmed, you feel like it's all on you, you feel like it's a process where you can't let go in your life because you have to stay focused, keep your eye on the ball, all of that and more, fill in the blanks that literally align to what your burdens are and where you are in your life. I'm here to tell you that if you can't take a vacation, you can't physically get away from maybe the situation or whatever is burdening you, I'm here to tell you, you can go within and have a vacation that's outside of time and move into a universal expansion and experience that takes you into truly Probably, actually, I would say, and I'm gonna right now, that whether it's meditation or focused intention or whatever you want to call it, prayer, singing, whatever it is that helps you to go within and literally unplug from what is going on outside of you, the more you get comfortable connecting in that place and knowing that you exist there too, and you exist there in a state of unlimited potential to relax, to be at peace, to not need to do anything but simply to be, is what I'm talking about. And your cells, by the way, the consciousness of your cells are very much responding to your choices. So let's talk about that for a minute, because yes, your cells are working all the time, regenerating themselves, et cetera, communicating with everything from different forms of matter, et cetera. But you are a part of that. You are not separate from it. And so when your focus is on negativity or whatever your focus is on that is lack or limitation or frustration, etc., your cells, their main purpose is to survive, hopefully to thrive. But when we get down to it, the cell's purpose is to experience its own experience of surviving. And so if you are focusing on something that starts to diminish the life force internally, starts to burn through it, starts to deplete you, starts to make you feel tired all the time because your focus is on something that is not life supporting, it is life depleting. It can be an emotional thing. It can be something from the past. It can be fear about the future, anything. But your cells will literally take notice of not, oh, she's thinking this, this, and this. I hope she awakens through it. No, it's, oh, we need to go into a different state of being versus when this person is relaxed or when this person is well versus sick, et cetera. So you are affecting your cellular consciousness as well as your own consciousness. So how do we as humans help ourselves literally move through difficult times, which we are definitely here for our soul evolution, which means going through things, awakening, understanding, returning to love, etc. And so many people that I do readings and healings and talk to people all the time. And so many people come to me with one complaint, and that is the minute I get something or I let go of a struggle, and because I have the awakening about it, then right after that or shortly after that, there's another problem. So I can't even enjoy the moment of freedom from the previous problem before there's another problem coming in. And so what I say to myself and to all others is this experience of our humanity is not a one and done. It's not, okay, have a really bad experience or have a bad day, love yourself back fully to yourself and never have a bad day again, ever. Never have another problem again. Never have another awakening again. Never fall even deeper in love with yourself. Never have a greater understanding of why you are in this world versus what you've been told. So my whole point is, it is not the experience, even on a cellular level, of cellular consciousness of, oh, well, she's depressed or she's stressed, so we need to move into survival mode. Oh, she's out of that. Okay, great. We never have to experience that again. So I'm not saying that if you are focus. You are the driver of your own life, your own ship. And there are many people who came before you, and maybe even some of those people not only just tried, but told you, you are not worthy, you are not lovable, you don't matter, you should have never been born, you are the worst thing that this life or this world has ever experienced, and so on and so forth. If you are hearing those things, I can guarantee you those things are coming from somebody who feels not only that way, but even worse. Am I condoning that? Absolutely not. But what I'm saying to you is wherever you are in your life right now, you have trillions of cells that love you. How do I know they love you? Because they're working for you and with you every second and beyond our human time clock at all times. Can you imagine the amount of love that you hold within your beautiful body, within your divine form, that trillions of cells are working and communicating with you and on your behalf as well as their own from a place of balance, clarity, infinite wisdom, and always love. And so when we seek for others to offer us what we don't have or we think we don't have within ourselves, I say go within, take some deep, deep breaths, take some quiet time, take some time with creating an atmosphere that is for you and about you, and start finding out or even contemplating, wait a second, the people externally around me or from my past, they're not internally within the conversation of a trillion cells within me. They're externally outside of me, and I know we're all connected. That's a whole other show, but I'm talking about the opportunity for you to transcend and move beyond patterns of dysfunction and imbalance and depression and whatever you're carrying on your back from the ancestry before you, from the family before you, or from your last relationship, whatever it is that you are struggling with. You have within you a healing ability that can heal your emotional, mental body. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the consciousness, the vibrational frequency, the electromagnetic fields, the sacred geometry, and those are all languages that your cells are speaking on behalf of you. But how often do we go, you know, that was a really unfortunate, crappy experience I just had with somebody that I admired? And that person just keeps showing themselves to me. And I was admiring possibly what their potential was, but that they are clearly not living up to that potential. So if you're in a relationship issue or what have you, a work issue or family issue, they're not living up to that potential for themselves, but they're projecting it over here, and I'm just catching that ball. I'm catching that ball, and I'm seeing it. And so I'm saying in your interactions with other people, you may experience, please, 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 I pray that you will take this and make it your own. You may experience a projection onto you that has nothing to do with you. You may experience a person treating you in a less than way that has nothing to do with you. However, that is when either you say something or you think, well, I can only come from my perspective. I thank the person on a soul level, and I say, thank you for showing me over and over and over who you are. And I will be mindful as I move forward. So, I mean, when I talk about that, I'm talking about how when there is imbalance in your world, and believe me, it's all a growth process. Did I always act like this in my life, or did I always have these knowings? Well, certainly I have the knowings. I didn't always act on them, et cetera. But please, at least not judge yourself. Don't be the first one to judge yourself. Be the first one to love yourself, to be compassionate towards yourself, and even forgive yourself for everything. And knowing that perfection is an illusion, but I will say that the trillions of cells and the consciousness of that divine nature that dwells within us is pretty close to perfecting self-love. Because if your body is working, if you have the ability to smell these incredible smells, if you have sight to take in the beauty around you, and if you can hear it, or if you just have one of those capacities that can still feed you and fuel you, there is unconditional cellular love within you. And I mean it. There is a consciousness and a dialogue of wisdom within you. And so often we go to temples, or we go to churches, and we go to gatherings, and we're either in awe, or we are feeling connected, or the space represents something to us that maybe in our personal lives, or the home you just left and you drove to this beautiful sacred space, that when you walk into it, you feel a version of yourself. But my point is, you are the temple. You are the sacred one. What dwells within you represents that every breath you take, every moment and every second of your life. And what I also know to be true is that when you pass over, that experience only expands, and you have full and complete knowing that you do not end. You simply continue on without your human form. Now, how to literally communicate and activate your ability to feel, hear, see, not guide. So what I'm saying to you is, I'm going to share with you some different tools that you can access yourself to communicate with yourselves, or to feel the communication going on. Do you have to have something to say? No, but you can, and certainly know that if you are communicating with yourselves, start with gratitude and love and end with that as well, because when you do that, you lift yourself out of a focus of difficulty and into a focus of a lightness of being. A lightness of being. See, so many, or I'll put it differently. Thank you, Spirit. Namaste. You're welcome. So I'm talking to Spirit Guides. So many times in our humanity, there is the desire to fix this or make it okay, but we end up then focusing and giving life to more of the problem than we do focusing on love, light, and lightness of being. So we become burdened more than we become lightened. So the first step to activating your own ability to communicate with your cellular consciousness is to first allow yourself, I don't care if it's 5 minutes, the longer the better, to go within. And when I say within, remember, you are the temple that you seek. You are the wisdom within you. Never forget and always remember, there is a language and a dialogue going on 24/7, even when you sleep, for your highest and greatest good, as well as the highest and greatest good of each and every cell in communication. That means there's a whole lot of love there for you and appreciation that you can have for that entire, if you want to look at it as a mechanism, if that resonates more, if you want to look at it as a divine temple, make it your own, whatever resonates with you. But know that that love is there and it is infinite. It's not based on a time clock. That's a whole other show. Do you have to age? Not really. But again, I'll write that down for next time. So your ability to communicate with your cells is to first do some breathing. Focus on the breathing. If you can't get your mind out of the equation, put something on, again, not while driving, but put something on music-wise, vibration-wise. Maybe you're listening to crystal bowls or sacred bells, whatever you'd like, that gets your mind focused there. And basically use your breathing to go within. And when you go within, I invite you to recognize that you're entering into a sacred temple that is aware of itself, its purpose, and is illuminated from the inside out. It's illuminated from the inside out. And you're joining the love for yourself with yourself. I'm going to repeat that. When you go within, you are joining the love that is already there for you because you are in physical matter. You have a physical form. So the love there for you is off the charts. And when you go within, you're joining that love with your conscious attention and you're saying yes to it and you're having gratitude for it or you're just experiencing it. Please don't let your mind go, well, yeah, I've been here for 5 minutes. I don't feel anything. Forget it. So your mind wants an interaction, not a subtlety. So I invite you to, when you go within, if your mind starts talking you out of it, that I'm laughing so hard right now because a dog hair, those who know me know that I love dogs. And a dog hair just floated through the air and loved me so much, and what I'm saying landed in my mouth. So right on. I love that experience, actually. So to go into your cells and to allow yourself to be loved is first to say to yourself and use your own words. Once you go within, you can visualize a door that opens into your solar plexus, which is your emotional body or your belly. You can open that door and go within there. You can open the door of your heart and go in there. If you need to visualize a door and step in and just experience a lot of light and a lot of peace and a lot of work, because your cells are working 24/7, but they're working in, I can't even put a human emotion on what your cells are feeling. They're not like, yeah, right on. Hey, hi, welcome to the party. I mean, I hope they are. I have not experienced that type of welcoming, but I've experienced going within and feeling a part of something as big as the ocean, something as feeling the bigness, something as big as the sky nation, as the earth plane, as the cosmos, that your cells are not limited to who they are and that they know themselves only as you, but they know themselves as all that is in this beautiful package called the body. But they are not limited, let's say the way you may feel you are at times. Your cells are communicating with all that is, even oxygen and beyond it. So go within means breathing, visualize a door, or simply go within. If you're really into music, visualize a divine instrument, allow it to start playing, and then go within, and it's creating sound, and go within. And I invite you to not have to say, okay, when I go in there, it's going to look like, feel like, sound like this. I invite you to trust the fact that you are. And if you've forgotten, go look in the mirror or hug yourself and say, oh, yeah, I am. So what she's talking about is I am because of the love that is co-creating within me. And so you go within, and I invite you to just have the experience. You might not hear anything, so do you feel something? You might hear a hum. Do you also feel the hum? You might experience some thoughts that come through from the mental body. Let them put wings on them and let them fly away. But have the experience of going deeper and maybe breathing and maybe being a witness. What do I mean by witness? Maybe being an observer where you are sitting within your body in gratitude and in awe, I might say. Just incredible awe and wonder and, may I say, joy? Yes. For your cells working the way they do with each other and in unison as one. I mean, it's so fascinating because the very thing many human beings desire is to feel connected. And the very thing that human beings overlook or don't really put a lot of importance on is that every single matter within your body, form of matter, has to believe that it belongs to itself and one another in order for you to have the physical experience you're having, whether you're feeling great or not so great, whether you are having an incredible experience in your life or not. Your body is constantly, the cells in your body are constantly present with you. You are not alone by any stretch of the imagination. Your cellular consciousness is connected to your guides, your past lives, your hall of records, your soul contracts, to the masters and teachers that you look up to, that you read about, etc. It's like you are the living book, and I've said that before, but you have to go within. I almost said, and check it out from the library. I don't know why that really struck me as funny, but you have to go within and read the walls of your own sacredness that no one outside of you can take from you. No one, no thing, nothing, unless you hand it to them. And we've all been there. It's part of growing. It's part of awakening. It's part of knowing. But at a certain point, there's the ability to make a choice. I mean, choice is always present from birth all the way to rebirth. And when I say rebirth, I mean moving on without a body. And so it's always present, and it's extraordinary, and it's incredible. And it is, I mean, why are we drawn to music? Because in our, some of us, maybe some of us aren't, but we're drawn to music because internally there's a divine orchestra constantly playing at all times. And it's not just what you hear when you go to the doctor and they press the sound button that you're able to hear and record visually as well. That's not what I'm talking. I mean, that's beautiful, but that's not the only sound. The orchestra of your inner body is communicating and making. It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary. And I say to you, can you hear it? Yes, you can. You can hear it by going within at least once a day. However you access that, through the heart, through a doorway, a slide, through simply breathing and allowing yourself to be at the center of who you are and how you are, at the center of your soul. However you get there, you already are there. However you consciously in your mental body allow yourself to arrive, you arrive recognizing that, well, you arrive to yourself. You arrive knowing that you are already there. And so all these aspects that I'm sharing with you are aspects that either happen all at once or one at a time or over time. It's up to you and your willingness to to revisit the temple, the divine orchestra, the trillions of cells that love you and themselves in order to give you the experience of being. It's so extraordinary that it makes me cry every time when I focus on the fact that we are in this physical form and that these cells are doing what they do. And it is so beautiful. It is so loving. It is such grace. It is a place of sacredness that I visit every day. And it's also at the same time that that grace and that place of peace or limitless light, as I said previously, or something like that, at the same time that's happening externally, you may be having a really rough time in life. You may be having a huge struggle. Something might be ending only to make room for a new beginning. There may be changes. There can be all kinds of not so fun things happening to you in your life, while at the same time, there is the grace and the extraordinary love of being within that orchestra, that divine nature within you that is working on behalf of you and itself. I'm going to say it again and remind you, and thank you for the emails coming through. I see you. I'm going to remind you that your cellular body has unconditional love for itself as much as you. If you focus on negative long enough, your cells start to feel dense, I'll say more density, and sometimes can start to feel distorted. The beauty of that statement is at the same time that that can happen, you're focused on something positive, beautiful, loving, and extraordinary. Whether it is your ability to recognize that your body's going, hey, we need liquid, and you're like, oh, okay, here you go. Thank you. So the negativity doesn't have to take away from the positivity, but if the negativity does, you're focused back onto the positivity, or if that word feels without substance, you're focused upon the fact that your inner self-love already states your worthiness. In fact, what if you just arriving here in physical form, here meaning earth plane, was the success? What if that just by itself was the celebration and everything beyond it is just an added to it? So I invite you, I'm not saying, okay, stop doing everything and just chill. I am saying take time to stop doing everything and chill once in a while. But I'm also saying that don't be so hard on yourself. And when you see another either being unauthentic or you see them representing themselves in a way that they are not, remember that it depends. I mean, it depends in your life. Is it a relationship? Is it somebody very close to you? Is it somebody not so close to you? I mean, it really depends on whether you want to address it or if you want to love yourself even more because they're showing you that they don't love themselves or maybe believe what they're saying very much. So my whole point is today's divine dialogue, if you will, has been about why going within matters. Why going within matters is because that's very much and probably actually the biggest part of you within you. So what we look like externally pales in comparison to who we are internally. And if you want to change something in your life, you want to change it internally before you change it externally. Because sometimes changing it externally before you change it internally, the glue that was supposed to hold that external part together is just not there because you haven't done the inner work of connecting to your cellular consciousness and feeling self-love, self-worth, infinite wisdom, guidance, the fact that you are part of the cosmos and all that is, and that no one can put that in you in a physical way, meaning no one can take that from you verbally, and no one can take it and give it to you verbally. So somebody can see that in themselves and know it all the way through and share it, but until you take the time to go within and walk the sacred corridors of your inner soul and your physicality and see all of that love and feel it and be in it and feel the expansion of it outside of time, then it'll be something you desire or maybe got a glimpse of, but as it's just not long-term, maybe it's short-term. And again, you can make it your own. And so I say to you, your ability to thrive has more to do with your inner dialogue as well as your inner appreciation for your cellular dialogue, which means your physical, your physicality, your ability to hold things, touch things, feel things, embrace your dog, you know, your loved ones, etc. The joy of being here in this physicality is not so that others, well, no, I'm going to change that. I was going to say it's not so that others love you or like you, but if you love and like yourself at a level and a degree, and again, you may be in a different time in your life, but I'm inviting you to know that this statement is true all the time. And that is, if you love yourself, appreciate yourself, and know that the wisdom that created the universe also created you and dwells within you, whatever you want to name it and claim it as, that you will feel connected to an unending source of love and appreciation and light and a capacity to transcend difficulty much quicker and also impact people without saying a word. And yes, I just said that. Impact people without saying a word. That means if you hold that limitless light and love within you, it expands beyond you. And therefore, it is being shared, not taken from you, but being shared, and you are illuminating the energy around you. And people take notice. And if they take notice of you, so be it, because you're just in appreciation with yourself, but may they start loving themselves even more, that then your light and the truth within it has helped to awaken them. But I say to you, that's not your job. Your job is to be authentic and real and love yourself so that the kindness that comes forth from you is so authentic, it is moving to others that witness it. That you are so authentic that the kindness that you offer others because you want to, you desire to, you feel such a fullness of being, that being kind comes from your relationship with yourself and you are offering it to others, and it begins to change the landscape around you. So as I always say, if it doesn't resonate, throw it out, but if it does, make it your own. Experience it for yourself. Go within. You matter. You matter. If you are in a physical form and you are hearing me now, hear this. You are here because you already matter, and you are loved beyond time, space, place, or physicality. And if you have been beaten down by humanity in your life, I say to you, I love you, and I'm so sorry that you have had to carry these burdens. Now, go transmute them by sharing with all of that hate the great love that you are within you and that you have embraced and that you carry, and inform that hate that you are now free. You are now free. And is this a one and done thing? No. This is a, think about it. Your physical body doesn't just talk to the bloodstream, the bone, the tissue, et cetera, once a day. It's all day, every day. This divine dialogue is going on. And I say divine because there's so much love in it. So much love in it. And so I say to you, go back to loving yourself and know that everything that's happened to you up until this moment, that the love within you is greater, stronger, and can hold you up. And I know this to be so because I live it. So I thank you, and I remind you, if you want to look into more information, it's Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Sloan, S-L-O-N, the number 9.com. And tune in 2 weeks from now when we talk about, do you really need to age? And what does it mean when your body's aging? And I wish you so much, so much, so much love. Bye for just now.